Welcome to Head Games Radio. I just want to start off today's show by just giving honor and tribute and affection to my wonderful mother, who died on Monday morning. And for all of you that are lucky enough to still have your mothers, take time to let them know how much you love them. I was lucky enough to have a mother of great character and class, and she inspired me, and she will always be there, and I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. And speaking of inspiring people and people that are, I think, going to have great futures in the NBA and are important leaders in the way that they do business now, we've talked about Mike D'Antoni on the show before and how the Suns are so respected for an organization that seems to understand how to tap into the spirit and the enthusiasm and the natural energy of basketball and make it refreshing again for the fans. And the Suns are one of the best at doing that. And one of the best people on the Suns who's joined us many times on the show is Vinny Del Negro. Vinny, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Hey, great to talk to you, Nick. Sorry to hear about your mother, and I hope you're doing well.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, let's just start off with the off season for you and your new role with the Suns and what they have been doing, having had such a good year last year, despite the challenge of losing Amari Stoudemire. We're going to talk about that and listen to the very clear comments from our friend Charles Barkley for you to react off of. But tell us about your off season.
Well, pretty busy. After the pre-draft camps, you get ready and you bring guys in and work them out. You do the draft, and after the draft, you're worrying about putting together contracts and putting together your team and getting everybody in line for over the summer. And then training camp starts. We went to Europe, obviously Italy and Germany, and did some scouting in Spain, came back, and training camp was full force in the exhibition season. And now we're off to a rocky start at 1-3, but tough scheduling and trying to get a lot of pieces and the chemistry down that we were so fortunate to have the last couple years.
Well, let's go into those specific things and, of course, talk about, in addition, some of the immediate people that you're going to have to compete against in this NBA season. And let's talk about the role of emotion. Talk about some of the things that you're going to do to make sure that Amari Stoudemire slowly regains the outstanding talent skill level that makes him one of the three or four best talented players, if not the most talented player in the NBA. We're talking to Vinny Del Negro from the Phoenix Suns. We'll be right back on Head Games Radio. You're listening to Head Grains on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Channel 122.